Hey everyone, I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. Today's show was inspired by a Money Girl Podcast listener named Peter D., who asks, "Now that Congress has enacted lower tax rates for most Americans, does this make a Roth 401k more attractive than a traditional 401k? Thanks for this great question, Peter. We will definitely answer it in this show. If you are interested in learning more about how to invest for retirement, like using a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b at work, this show is for you. It will really open your eyes to what's available with Roth accounts and how flexible they are. Retirement accounts are really the best places to save because they allow you to cut your taxes on the investments that you own inside them, and that allows you to build a bigger nest egg. And Roth accounts are some of the best accounts out there. I really put them on a pedestal because they come with more benefits than any other type of retirement account. Problem is, Roth accounts are vastly underutilized and I think misunderstood. Many people tend to rely only on traditional accounts, and they may not realize the huge tax benefits, access to funds, and flexibility that come with a Roth. So stick with me in this post. I will answer Peter's question and explain the best reasons you should invest money in a Roth retirement account right now. I'm going to include a lot of resources in the notes for this show, which is called 7 Reasons to Invest Money in a Roth Retirement Account Now. It's episode number 530. You'll find it on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. We have a lot to cover today about Roth retirement accounts, so I'm going to move as quickly as possible. And of course, you can always come back to the notes for this show or listen to the show again if you really want to absorb more information. So we're going to start with the first reason that I love Roth retirement accounts, and that is you get tax-free income in retirement. There are several differences between traditional and Roth retirement accounts, but the major one is how the funds are taxed. In both a Roth IRA and a Roth at work, such as a Roth 401k and a Roth 403b, you pay income tax upfront on contributions, but you owe no additional tax when you take withdrawals in retirement. So as your investments are earning income and you're getting dividends within that account, they're never taxed. So if your account mushrooms in value over many years of investing, you get to keep every penny. That is huge. With traditional retirement accounts, like a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k, taxation is the opposite. You don't pay tax on contributions, but you do pay income tax on withdrawals and retirement, and that's on withdrawals of contributions and your earnings in retirement. And by the way, I know all these different types of retirement accounts can be confusing and can get a little jumbled up in your brain. So if you want to learn more about the pros and cons of different types of retirement accounts, I created a handy one-page reference tool called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. That may help you sort of keep things straight as you go through this podcast. So I would definitely encourage you to download it. You can get it by visiting the notes for this show on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com, or you can send me a text message. Just text the word RETIRE to the number 33444. Again, text RETIRE to the number 33444, and I'll send it to you right away. It may help you as you're listening to this show. So getting tax-free income from a Roth in retirement is an amazing benefit. Having less taxable income can reduce the likelihood that you'll have to pay tax on your Social Security benefits in retirement and can even cut your Medicare premiums in retirement because those are based on income. So your current and your future tax situation plays a big role in whether you should use a traditional or a Roth retirement account. So here's the dilemma. You can either pay income tax on contributions right now with a Roth, or you can pay tax in the future on amounts that you withdraw with a traditional account. Now, no one knows for sure what the future holds. You don't know for sure whether your income tax will be higher in the future than it is now. But if you think that you will earn more money during retirement than you do now, and therefore would be subject to perhaps a higher income tax rate in the future, paying tax at a lower rate right now makes sense. So if you're young or maybe just starting your career, it's possible that your income and your tax rate is lower right now than it will be in the future when you retire. And this issue gets at the heart of Peter's question about whether reforms in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 should make us rethink our retirement account choices. And the answer is yes, the new law can make a Roth slightly more beneficial for many Americans who now pay less income tax. So again, if you are paying less income tax now than you will in the future, a Roth probably makes sense. And I say that you get a slight advantage with a Roth because the Roth is already loaded with financial goodies. It was loaded with goodies before tax reform, and it's still loaded with goodies. So paying a few percent less in income tax doesn't radically change the game, but the reform does tip the scales a bit more in favor of choosing a Roth when you're in doubt. Also, remember that the new income tax brackets and reduced rates only last until 2025. So no one knows if those rates will stick or if they're going to get changed again after that time. But if the federal deficit keeps growing, tax rates may need to go up to bridge the budget gap. So again, we don't really know what the future holds, and all you can do is make your best guess and go with it. Nonetheless, there's no harm jumping on the Roth train now, or even diversifying your retirement contributions to both a Roth and a traditional account. That's advice I give a lot of people who kind of throw their hands up and say, I don't know which one to choose. Well, go with both of them. You can always start or stop contributions at any time if your financial situation changes or your opinions change about these accounts. Moving on to reason number two to use a Roth, which is penalty-free early withdrawals. While those tax-free withdrawals that I just mentioned are fantastic, there are even more Roth benefits to cheer about. One is the ability to tap your contributions without getting slapped on the wrist with a penalty. So in general, taking a withdrawal from a retirement account before reaching age 59 and a half comes with taxes plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. But because you pay tax up front on Roth contributions, you're allowed to take them out without paying income tax or a penalty. However, your investment growth in the account, so any money that your contributions have earned, that part has not been taxed. So if you withdraw any amount of earnings before reaching age 59 and a half, those would generally be subject to income tax plus a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Let me give you an example. Let's say you contribute $10,000 to a Roth over a few years, and it grows to a value of $15,000. So you've made $5,000 on those contributions. You can always withdraw your original contributions of $10,000 from a Roth without paying tax or a penalty. That gives you really nice access to your money for any reason. That makes it more flexible than a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k. And depending on how you want to use the funds that you withdraw from a Roth account, you may even be able to avoid the early withdrawal penalty on the earnings portion of your account. If you're younger than age 59 and a half and you've owned a Roth for at least 5 years, you can actually spend your Roth earnings penalty-free, but not tax-free. You still have to pay tax on them, but you can avoid the penalty on things like higher education costs for you or a family member, or to buy, build, or rebuild real estate that will be a first home for you, or to pay medical bills, or to pay health insurance premiums while you're unemployed. So those are a few of the exceptions that allow you to avoid that early withdrawal penalty. Again, not the taxes, but avoiding the early penalty from the earnings portion of a Roth. And if you have a Roth retirement plan at work, that may allow even more flexibility for penalty-free withdrawals because you get what are called hardship distributions in most cases, and those may allow additional types of expenses like funeral cost to be withdrawn penalty-free. Now, having said all this, I don't recommend withdrawing funds from a retirement account. I think that you should leave them there for retirement. That's what they're designed for. But having more flexibility with a Roth means that you could get to your money in a pinch. Reason number three, no income limit for workplace plans. A workplace Roth and a Roth IRA are very similar. However, there are some important differences to know. First, anyone with income can use a Roth IRA or even a traditional IRA. IRA stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement. So they don't follow you at work. They are owned by you as an individual. But you can only have a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b if it's offered by your employer. Now, if you're self-employed with no employees, you can qualify for a solo 401k, which may come with a Roth option depending on where you open the account. But be aware that some other retirement plans for the self-employed, such as a SEP IRA, which is the kind I actually have, only allow traditional tax-deductible contributions. Now, here's what I want you to remember about this part of the show. A huge, often overlooked benefit of having a Roth workplace plan or a Roth solo 401k is that there are no annual income limits to qualify. This is very different from a Roth IRA, where you cannot contribute if your income exceeds certain amounts for your tax filing status. But anyone can contribute to a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b, regardless of how much money you make. So let me review the Roth IRA eligibility rules for 2018 really briefly. If you're a single person and your modified adjusted gross income is higher than $135,000 a year, you are not able to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you had one and then your income kind of creeps up to the point where you're ineligible, that's okay. You can keep the account and watch it grow, but you just can't make any new contributions. And if you're married and file taxes jointly, you get locked out of a Roth IRA when your household's joint modified adjusted gross income exceeds $199,000. If you have a traditional or a Roth plan at work, you can also contribute to a Roth IRA in the same year if you earn under these annual income limits for the Roth IRA. And if you earn more, as I mentioned, you can't make new contributions to a Roth IRA, but you can continue to enjoy the account's tax-free growth. Okay, reason number four is unlimited investment choices. Okay, back to unlimited investment choices with your Roth. You may be wondering how much you can contribute to a Roth and what types of investments you can make. Well, the answer depends on whether you have a Roth IRA or a Roth at work. For 2018, you can contribute up to $18,500 or $24,500 if you're age 50 or older to a workplace retirement plan. Now, the limit is much lower for an IRA. You can put in $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over age 50. The best way to think of a retirement account is kind of like an umbrella that shelters what's underneath it from taxes. So an IRA or a 401k are not investments by themselves. That's an important concept. They are not investments by themselves. They are simply types of tax-advantaged accounts where you can own investments. What you put under your retirement umbrella is up to you, and there's a wide range of choices. For instance, if you're very conservative, you could choose a savings account to own in your IRA, or a CD, treasuries, or bond funds. For more growth, you could opt for index mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. And if you like a more aggressive approach, you could put everything into stocks or stock mutual funds. Different investing firms have different options. So if there's a certain investment that you want to make, verify that it's available before opening your IRA. Now, if you're getting your Roth at work, your choices are a little more limited. You'll have a menu of diversified investment funds to choose from. And if you don't like your options, you can let your human resources person or your benefits administrator know, and they may be able to change them in the future. But having more options isn't necessarily better. Your main investing objective should be to purchase diversified funds that have enough underlying stocks for your risk appetite and time horizon. So I give you an easy shortcut for how to choose your investments in my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. And I'll give it to you here to help you figure out how much stock you should own. Subtract your age from the number 100 and use that number as the percentage of stocks to own in your retirement portfolio. For example, if you're 40, you might consider holding 60% of your portfolio in stocks. And if you tend to be a little bit more aggressive, like I am, subtract your age from 110 instead, which would indicate 70% for stocks. Now, this is just a rough guideline that you may decide to change, but you need to have a majority of your portfolio in stocks unless you are in retirement or very close to retirement, which is when you want to kind of pull back on the stocks and have more conservative investments so that you maintain your wealth. Okay, moving on to reason number 5 to have a Roth. They are easily paired with other retirement accounts. Having a Roth IRA or a Roth at work is terrific, but don't stop there. You can easily pair them with other Roth or traditional accounts as long as you don't exceed the total annual contribution limits. For example, you can max out a Roth 401k at work and contribute the maximum amount to a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. You can also split your contributions between traditional and Roth accounts in any proportion you like. For instance, you could contribute $10,000 to a traditional 401k and $8,500 to a Roth 401k, or $3,000 to a traditional IRA and $2,500 to a Roth IRA if you're under age 50 and you don't earn too much to get locked out of a Roth IRA. As I mentioned, there are income limits to be eligible for a Roth IRA. That's the only account that has an income limit. Another issue to be aware of is that depending on your income, your tax deduction for a traditional IRA may be reduced or eliminated when you or a spouse also have a traditional workplace retirement plan. Now, no matter your income, you can still contribute to a traditional IRA in addition to an account at work, but your tax deductibility may be reduced. But there's no conflict with having a Roth IRA and an account at work because those contributions to the Roth IRA are not tax deductible. So as long as you don't earn too much to contribute to a Roth IRA in the first place, you can max out both a Roth IRA and a workplace retirement plan every year and get 100% of the tax benefit. Benefit number 6, non-working spouses qualify. One of the great features of traditional and Roth IRAs is that if you're married but don't work, you qualify to have one. It doesn't matter if you're unemployed, you're a stay-at-home spouse, or you run your own part-time business. This is called a spousal IRA rule, and it allows the breadwinner in a marriage to fund an IRA for a non-working spouse so he or she can also save for the future using a tax-advantaged account. This is a really important benefit of being married because when you're single and you don't have income, you cannot contribute to an IRA. And the seventh benefit of a Roth is no age limit to make contributions. So with most traditional retirement accounts, you can only make contributions until reaching age 70 and a half. At that point, you have to begin taking what are called required minimum distributions, RMDs, unless you're still working. With a Roth IRA, there's actually no requirement to take distributions at any age. So you can continue making contributions to a Roth IRA after age 70 and a half, and your account can grow tax-free for your entire life. The only limitation is that if you exceed the annual income threshold, you become ineligible to make contributions to a Roth IRA. So I hope this has not left your head spinning with all this talk of IRAs and 401ks, traditional and Roth. I would really encourage you to get the download to sort it all out and review this show if you still have questions. If you have a retirement plan at work, that's where I recommend that you save for retirement first. So that's the go-to account, especially if your employer offers a match. I recommend it because you have very high contribution limits, and it's really convenient because those contributions just come right out of your paycheck. If you get matching, that's free money that's just too good to pass up. So always contribute at least enough to max out what your employer will contribute. But if you don't have a workplace retirement plan, or you're a great saver and you max one out, taking advantage of an IRA is a smart way to secure your financial future. So if you don't have a Roth IRA, but you're ready to get one, how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. It's pretty much the same as opening a bank account. You complete an application and then you transfer funds to activate the account. I encourage you to look for a company that offers the kinds of investments that you want to make, like mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, or stocks. I'm not a big believer in stock picking inside a retirement account. I'm much more likely to recommend that you stick with mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. And if you have no idea what investments are right for you, choose a company that offers free investment advice. Go ahead and put your Roth IRA on autopilot by setting up recurring monthly deposits. In some cases, signing up for an automatic investing program eliminates a minimum balance requirement. Plus, it'll help you build wealth for retirement even faster. Thanks again to Peter for sending in the question about using a Roth. If you have a show topic suggestion or a money question of your own, do what Peter did and reach out to me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. Keep listening, learning, and leveraging your resources to grow richer every single day. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.